This goes to Dr. Stebbleton, STEB. LETON. Yes. Fax is 989-775-1640 regarding Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, middle initial L, and Levi, L-E-V-I, date of birth 12/10/1936. Dear Dr. Stebbleton, this is a consultation for Mr. Levi, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease. He is an 87-year-old male who's accompanied by his wife to this consultation. He's not having any symptoms of chronic kidney disease currently. His previous symptoms included severe fatigue and exercise intolerance, but he does suffer from chronic anemia, etiology unknown. He said there had been some episodes of blood loss. He was not sure of the source, and he's required at least 2 transfusions for severely low hemoglobin. And the most recent one was in November of 2023 when his hemoglobin was 6.7. He's currently feeling better, and hemoglobin is starting to increase gradually without further transfusions. He has seen several hematologists for monoclonal gammopathy of uncertain significance, the IgG lambda, L-A-M like Mary, B like boy, D like David, A type. And he has had chronic thrombocytopenia, also etiology unknown. The patient states that he's never had a bone marrow biopsy done, but he has had lots of blood studies done. He's just not sure why this condition exists in him. But he is feeling better, as he said. No headaches or dizziness, no recent falls, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He does have occasional problems with emptying his bladder, he believes, within the last year. He feels like the stream may not be as strong as it used to be. No history of kidney stones, no UTI history, no edema. He has no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does experience intermittent problems with back pain after he does yard work at home. And that is actually prevented if he uses a back brace. He has difficulty seeing due to diagnosis of macular degeneration also. Past medical history is secondary, anemia, iron deficiency type, possibly secondary to blood loss, monoclonal gammopathy of uncertain significance, thrombocytopenia, type 2 diabetes, benign prostatic hypertrophy, history of blood transfusions, most recently one in November or early December of 2023, low back pain, macular degeneration, and hypertension. Past surgical history, he's had EGDs done, colonoscopies within the last 2 years, and a pill endoscopy. All were negative. He had a cardiac catheterization at Mayo Clinic 20 years ago with stent placements, and no further occurrence of cardiovascular disease, and those stents have not occluded since that time. He fractured his pelvis 4 years ago. He fell on his driveway and had a fractured pelvis that has healed well. He's also had a right leg fracture, did not require surgery. He's had bilateral cataract removal and laser eye surgery for the macular degeneration, which really didn't help. Social history, the patient is married. He lives with his wife. He is retired. He is an ex-smoker who smoked heavily prior to 1967, 3 to 4 packs a day, and he quit in 1967. He was quite a heavy drinker, but quit at least 25 years ago, and he used to drink only beer before that time. He denies illicit drug use. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, stroke, and cancer. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, he's on Flomax 0.4 milligram daily. Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. Protonix, 40 milligram daily. Gliburide with metformin, it's 5/500, 2 tablets twice a day. Metoprolol, extended release, 100 milligram daily. Vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Amlodipine, 10 milligram daily. Voltaren gel, as needed. Iron, 1 tablet every other day. And he does not use any oral, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height is 69 inches, weight 174 pounds, pulse 61, oxygen saturation 97% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 112 over 60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, and no lymphadenopathy. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no ascites, no masses. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, brisk capillary refill, no ulcerations or lesions. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/18/2023. His creatinine was 2.03 with estimated GFR of 31. 11/13/23, creatinine 1.94, GFR 33. June 7/23, creatinine was 1.7, GFR 39. And May 2/23, creatinine 1.8, 3/27/23, creatinine 1.9, GFR 34, 1/11/22, creatinine 1.5, GFR 45. His sodium was 140, this was 12/18/23, potassium 5.2, carbon dioxide 24, phosphorus 3.7, parathyroid hormone intact 57.3, albumin 4.1, calcium 8.6. Hemoglobin is up from 8.3 to 8.7. White count 4.9, platelets 115,000. Urinalysis negative for blood, negative for protein. And previous CBCs, hemoglobin 11/13/23, the hemoglobin was 6.7, at which point he got 1 unit of packed red blood cells and some iron infusions. 8/1/23, hemoglobin 8.6. 6/7/23, hemoglobin 8.1. 10/3/22, hemoglobin 8.8. 7/8/22, hemoglobin 8.7. 4/13/22, hemoglobin 8.7. 12/14/21, hemoglobin 9.1. Platelets were generally under 150,000, but greater than 100,000 for all those lab tests. And we have immunofixation done 12/1/23 that showed hypergammaglobulinemia with monoclonal gammopathy, IgG lambda specificity was noted. Ferritin levels were 23, iron 101, and iron saturation was 23 at that time. And his last hemoglobin A1C was done 11/13/23, and that was 6.2. We do have a previous kidney ultrasound with a post-void bladder scan that was done 7/26/21. Right kidney was 10.3 in size, left kidney 11.4. There were multiple cysts in both kidneys. No hydronephrosis, no calculus disease was noted, no blockage. Urinary bladder was full at 58 cc's and emptied to 5.2 cc's. assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with worsening renal function since November of 2023. Two, chronic anemia, etiology unknown, possibly blood loss, also the monoclonal gammopathy of uncertain significance, and benign prostatic hypertrophy with some symptoms of decreased urinary flow. So we are scheduling the patient for a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder scan in Clare. Also, we've asked him to get labs now, and we would like to do a stool for occult blood, as well as a creatinine a urine creatinine to protein ratio. We're going to check reddit counts, iron, ferritin, parathyroid hormone, renal chemistries, and he will have lab studies done monthly thereafter. And he's going to have a follow-up visit in 4 to 6 weeks. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.